want to get the job done. I don't know no one that could cover for you. You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
There's no offseason for volunteering. We're asking the best fans in the NFL to make a difference by volunteering 10 hours in your local community. Take the Cleveland Browns First and 10 pledge today. Visit clevelandbrowns.com to learn more. Nathan Zagura, Vic Carucci. I thought that was a phenomenal interview with Warren Moon. If you're just joining us now and you missed it, be sure to search it out. Seek it out on the clevelandbrowns.com website or on the Browns mobile app, where you can also get, by the way, great articles, including one from Vic Carucci about the goal line stand in week number 2 against the Washington Redskins and how that might be a defining moment for this team and this defense. And I'll tell you what, I got to talk to Coach Pettine yesterday on the Mike Pettine Show, which airs on the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns radio network. And I brought that up to him, the goal line stand. And he could not recall a goal line stand happening in a preseason game at all like that. And it brought a big smile to his face in the sense that he knows he has total buy-in from that defense. He knows he has total buy-in from the team to put forth that kind of effort and to show that kind of toughness. He said that basically, that's what it is to play like a Brown. And for a veteran like Carlos Dansby, who many veterans just want to skate through the preseason and get it over with, for a veteran to be in on 3 of those 4 tackles at the goal line and making plays like that, it just brought a smile to his face. And great article you wrote about it. Get that at clevelandbrowns.com. I'll tell you what, I feel better about things here now that I've heard from Warren Moon, because I think one of the criticisms and questions that a lot of people had about this now that's happened is, how is Johnny going to develop now that he's not going to get reps? And I thought that Warren Moon articulated very well how he will develop as a backup, working against our first team defense pretty much all the time. That's going to be good for him. Yep. Working on his footwork. He still, while he won't be running necessarily our offense against the first team defense, he's going to learn how to make reads. He's going to see the defense, et cetera. And I thought that that was very good. And I also like that, you know, I agree with that wholeheartedly, but you can see the talent in Johnny. He just needs to refine things. And Warren was not surprised that it's taken him longer than most to make the jump from what he was running at Texas A&M to the NFL.
Yeah, and he didn't pull any punches about the fact that, at least for appearance sake, it didn't look like he was a guy invested in doing everything he could to give himself the best opportunity to start. And he took umbrage, as a lot of us did, I certainly did, with the comment that he made he wouldn't do anything differently. I think you want to do everything differently. It didn't work out for
you. I didn't like that comment one bit.
Saying that says, I had this, I know what I'm doing, and I'll just do it the same way again. Really? That just sounds ignorant, and it doesn't sound like a guy who truly understands what it takes to be a success in the league. And I want him to be a success. I want this to happen for him because it's good for the Cleveland Browns. So being invested is what the quarterback has to be, and he has to do it at the highest level. He is the example setter. This first in the building, last one out, it sounds like a cliche, but it's true with quarterbacks. And every successful quarterback I've known or have been around, and I happen to had the blessing to be around multiple Hall of Famers in the time that I've covered this league for the 100 years or so that it seems like that I've covered this league, they all put in the extra work. They all are the ones that understand it better than everybody else. And they're the ones that teammates look to for the answers, even the ones who study a lot for their own positions. But the left guard knows that it's different for him, as complicated as the game might seem for a Joel Bitonio as a rookie and as well as he's handling it. But he needs to look to that quarterback and say, and you know more than me. You're leading me into this thing. You're my leader. You're my guy. So there has to be that belief. And it doesn't come by your swagger, not to – you know, use that reference to the dog that's going to be the Browns mascot. But it is about the way you carry yourself, the confidence you convey, because you know what you're doing. Marv Levy always said the best form of confidence, the way a team believes in you, the best form of motivation is preparation.
That's right.
And that's it.
That's right. It's very true. And I thought it was good analysis as well about Brian Hoyer and clearly the jitters that he had, the rust he was knocking off, the lack of comfort he was showing. But knowing that he does know how to make the right reads and should be fine, I thought that was good for Warren Moon. He thinks, obviously, he's not going to be one of the top 10 quarterbacks in the league, but if he can be competent and move the ball and move the offense like he did last year with the way this defense is playing, the Browns certainly have an opportunity to make some noise here in 2014. 216-578-0850, if you want to call us and let us know what is the one thing you want to see going forward in this game on Saturday, let us know or tweet the show at Browns_daily, at Nathan Zagura, at Vic Carucci, and I've actually gotten a lot of them on Twitter. I think for the most part, Vic, people that feel the same way that I do and that you do, they want to see this first-team offense get the ball, move the ball in the end zone, and show some continuity and some competence out there.
Yeah, I think that's the most
that's the biggest,
basic
yeah.
fundamental thing you're looking for. But, yes, it's the predominant thought that everybody has and should have. You want to see competence from the offense. I think there's a strong and accurate feeling that this team defensively is in very good shape. And I don't even know necessarily how much more it needs to show to confirm that. But going up against the Sam Bradford tomorrow night is a nice test because he's a guy who is pretty much a statue in the pocket, and I'd like to see this pass rush get after him. But really, where I want to see the strides made, and everyone wants to see the strides made, are on offense. And we also want to see just a sense of, I keep calling it ownership with Brian Hoyer. I want to come away feeling that this guy knows he's the guy and he's not looking over his shoulder, nor should he be. He should trust that it's his job. Even if he didn't do, and I know many critics that he has are upset and are vocal about the idea that he didn't do more to win the job. He didn't do anything to win the job, and that's bothersome. But you know what? It's not too late for him to go out and show tomorrow night. He doesn't have to do anything in Game 4 because he probably won't play in Game 4, but tomorrow night that this is his, he's got this.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's
that's what happened.
Performance, body language, attitude, sound, the whole works.
Right. It's his now. Johnny Manziel did nothing to win the job. And the one thing I do think was another important point, because it was alarming to me, some of the reads that were missed by Johnny Manziel against Washington. And Warren Moon said that just comes with knowing your playbook, knowing, having the familiarity with that and the going through it and mentally being on top of things so you can actually execute your mental reads and progressions more quickly. And that's just where Johnny is not there. We got a phone call. We got Stuart online. What's going on?
Hey, Stu from Akron. Stuart, we're talking with you. Come on.
Gibbs, do
Don't
we have him
shy.
Or no?
Stuart, do not be shy. Stewart's gone. He
All right, he's not there. But you know who's not gone? You know who's here in studio?
Who is it?
Dakion. And we're going to have him in studio live for Friday Forecast coming up next.